4HK.
Good morning. I just got up. I came down to the shop here. Or maybe I just came to. I don't know. And plopped down riding this recliner. I said I'll turn the radio on. How you doing?
One of those times when up early because I can't sleep. Got my sleep schedule all messed up still from this rehab stuff.
I got up and I woke up. I had a crazy dream. It woke me up, and then I didn't want to wake Vicky up, so I just came down to the shop. So it's daylight. So I'm sitting here, and I got the Twilight Zone-a-thon is on. So I guess I'll kind of watch it.
First part about being up this time with nothing really to do is there's nothing really to do.
Buddy's up, and he's, but it is quiet, you know, it's real quiet, and it's almost deafening, the silence that's, when nobody, you know, this early in the morning.
The person I talked to this morning, the repeater's going, but that's about it.
Who's in there?
This morning. He's usually up this early, walking the dogs or taking care of them.
What was it? Y something I or something. Call sign Bill.
KQ4YCI.
Number two. I listen to him sometimes when we're in the car. He's got a program he does. I think it's noon to three. And I get Rush's old spot, basically.
That's him.
Sometimes you got, you know, Vicky and I, we're not out that much, but when we are, it has to be that time where, you know, that's the station we listen to. And he was cracking me up one time. He's talking about dentistry. Yeah, it was dentistry. And people that had bad teeth were more apt to shoot somebody or something. I was listening to that, it cracked me up. Vicky was with me, and I said, dang, dude, he said, hey, I need to go to the dentist.
Bridge gang, I didn't hear that one, but I hadn't been listening lately. I'm taking a break from any kind of political anything. I've just kind of turned it off while I've been recovered.
Yeah, you can get too much of that. I know that. But, hey, I'm getting tired of winning. How about you?
Well, it seems like you win and then something happens and kicks you again. The local government up here voted to raise the property taxes. We already have one of the highest in the state. So they're going to raise them again after they doubled everybody's evaluations on their homes.
The testing's almost a waste of time. If you do get anything done, it's forever.
And none of that. It's making me reconsider if I want to stay here. Might be time to relocate, move away from my home.
Really? We'll take you.
And it's still on the table, but I don't know what I'm going to do. It just kind of put another grain of salt in there.
Get out. Remember, everything's temporary, right?
So, I don't know. It's just something to contemplate while I'm sitting here.
Good thing. You need to get busy doing something.
That's the truth. Sitting around is not for me, that's for sure.
You were out everywhere. I don't get out a lot. You know, we do. Vicky and I go, and sometimes she doesn't cook, we'll go out and eat. You know, that's like the hardest decision for us to make is where we're going to eat. You know, if we're going to go out and eat, you know, like starts out You want to go out and get something? Sure. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? And then it's like, that's a hard decision. Now you got to figure out. It could take forever to figure out where you want to go eat.
All the options down there, that's for sure. Up here where I'm at, it's not much. I don't eat at one or two places so in the area. The rest of them, I don't care for their food. Not a hard decision.
Now we do, if we do go, I would say, okay, where don't we want to go? So we start naming where we don't want, and then we see what we got left. And sometimes we'll just go to the grocery store.
Done that. Go to Ingles or go to Publix and grab something from the deli.
I just got a good, I like a good pastrami sandwich.
Pastrami, but they've got some other good stuff in there that I've tried, and have to say, really hadn't been disappointed with Publix deli.
When I was working, and I'd go to the gym, of course, all these cats at the gym, they eat bananas and stuff, you know. After I got through with the gym, I'd go by Publix, and I like these little tomato juices that I think it was Hunt's. And I'd get a six-pack of those, you know. But then I'd walk in there. It was early in the morning. And they'd have the bakery was going. Man, it just draws you over there to it like a fly. And I'd always get me some bread, some of that fresh.
Roger that. Something about fresh-cooked bread that just draws you in.
Deli, I'd go when I get that bread. And you know, of course, they tell you you're crazy for eating bread. You don't want to eat this carbs. I said I didn't care. I wasn't fat. I went to the gym just kind of, you know, stay perky. And but all those gym nuts, you know, they're you don't want to eat bread or anything. But I did. I'd go back and get some of that Land O'Lakes butter too.
Somebody that's really health oriented, that just drives them crazy. Yeah, I can see that.
They'll stop in between their workouts and eat a banana, stuff like that, you know. I do the bread. In 4A's Eddie.
Face kicks. Man, I like some good bread with my meal too, so I can't say anything about that.
They got, I don't know what they call it. You know, women are always wanting to lose weight, so they, the girls sometimes go on this no bread diet. I'm like, y'all are crazy. Y'all don't eat any bread. And now you don't eat bread forever, how long it is. You know, they want to lose 5 pounds or something.
I've done it. I've gone without bread for a while, and that's one of the things that drives you crazy is not eating it. Sit down to eat a meal, and you can't have bread with it. Grown up my whole life that way.
Bread. Now, I tried it one time. I tried not eating the bread, and I went like 2 days. And I said, I got to have some bread. The girls, now they can do it. They'll do it for 2 months or so. And, you know, lose them 3 or 4 or 5 pounds or whatever it is and go through all that for that. I said, well, why don't you just don't eat that stuff you eat at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you know, when you get the munchies or something, raid the refrigerator.
Cut the ice cream out and the chocolate and all the other stuff. I'd rather give up the other stuff myself than have my bread.
I like ice cream. I could eat ice cream every night. I don't, but I could. But I like to get ice cream. Cream sodas. You ever had one of those little cream soda soft drink?
Yeah, cream soda.
Cream soda and some vanilla ice cream, like the Bluebell ice cream and some cream soda in a glass. It foams up a little bit, but man, that's good.
I used to eat that all the time when I was growing up. I hadn't done it in a while. I have to look into that now that you brought it up.
I was the only one that did that. Vicky, I know I've done it for years. She said, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know why you like that. I said, I do. I like them both, but you know, I love chocolate. But I don't care for chocolate ice cream, you know. And You know, I love hamburgers. I love grilled cheese, but I don't like cheeseburgers.
I'm wrong with a good bacon cheeseburger now.
I don't like, I prefer my burger without cheese, but no, I love cheese. I can eat grilled cheeses a lot, you know, but I just, and I love chocolate, but I don't like it in mine. I don't mind some on top of my ice cream. I just don't care for chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate fan. I eat some chocolate, but most of the time I'll just pass on by it. I don't even care for it of any kind.
She was at the beach on Mother's Day, speaking of chocolate, and this first time we hadn't been together. Her and a couple of her friends from school got together, so they went to the beach, and you know, we talked. She stayed there for about 4 days. Well, I sent her some for Mother's Day. I called and had some flowers and a nice box of chocolates sent to her for Mother's Day in the morning, so it was they. She called me. She said, "Oh, she loved that. She got some roses and flowers. It was a nice flower thing they made, you know, but the chocolates." And said they ate all the chocolates up. Said it was good.
Yeah. My wife, she loves chocolate, especially dark chocolate. But I don't know. Like I said, I'll have a piece of it every now and then, but it's, I don't know, I'd rather have something else.
Now, you remember Rolos?
I remember Rolos, and I tried them not too long ago again, and they were not the same.
You know, in a while, I'm going to have to get some. I hadn't had any in a long time. And malted milk balls, boy, I love those.
Old malted milk balls, yeah, those are good. But I tried the Rolos, and I don't know, they've changed something in them, like everything else they've changed about our food, all the chemicals in it anymore instead of the real ingredients. And from when we were growing up, it just wasn't the same.
And stuff, I know, remember the, we used to sell them in school, you know, for the school, the little candy bar, world famous candy bar, they were like, I think like 50 cents, and they were big, long, thick things. And now they got a place here, Silver Bay sells them, and they're like $2 or something, and they're half the size, but they were chocolate.
World famous chocolate. Fundraisers. Yeah, I remember those. And they've shrunk way down and went up too. But what hasn't? I mean, that's just a world we live in today.
You know, now you can still get a big chunky there. I think they're about 10 times higher than what they were a few years ago. But I like the chunky.
I had one of them. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know that I've ever ate one.
They've got raisins in them, peanuts, maybe something else, and chocolate. They're good. They're they got the little ones, you know, but then they got a big one, and you don't want to eat the big one in one sitting, but, you know, you can break off a quarter of it and eat it. They're pretty good.
Ed, I know what you're talking about, but I've never tried one. Maybe I'll try one of the small ones if I ever see it again, but I try to stay out of the convenience stores anymore, trying to give up soft drinks and leave the soft convenience stores alone.
Up, stay away from those chunkies.
Soft drinks. Trying to stay away from them.
Of those, I drink a lot of water, and you get these Gatorades. They're good, especially in the summertime. Gatorades.
I drink a lot of water. I was drinking too many soft drinks. It was my stress reliever. So I just said, I'm done with that. It's just costing too much money. Got to where a 20-ounce soft drink now is almost $3 a piece. And I'm like, that's just crazy.
For the big one?
20-ounce soft drink, it's like you. Sometimes you can catch them two for $5 or two for $4, but most of the time they're singles and they're like $2.88, $2.70 a piece, something like that. They're almost $3 a piece.
I'm thinking 16 ounce, but maybe, I guess they got a bigger one than that. $3 for one of those, huh?
I'm just time to set that over to the side and walk away from it.
I'll believe this. I drank a cup of coffee the other night.
Don't drink at all. It's coffee.
She drinks coffee. She'll drink, she drinks one in the morning, and then sometimes she'll have one, you know, in the afternoon late, you know, about dark, you know, somewhere right in there. Anyway, that's what I said. I got a little bit of a headache. I don't ever get a headache. She said, really? She said, you probably could use a cup of coffee. I said, no, I don't drink coffee. I don't care for it. I like the way it smells, but anyway, she fixed me one, a cold cup of coffee. Had ice in it. Here, try this. And it was, she put cream in it, and I guess sugar, and anyway, I sipped, I said, dang, that's pretty good. She said, they don't drink much of that, you won't sleep. I drank the whole thing. Man, I slept so good.
Caffeine doesn't affect everybody the same way, and ain't no different drinking those monster beans that you like.
Well, that's, I don't drink those that much. I drank one the other day, and it was, man, it got down toward the bottom of it, and it was like, I don't know, maybe an inch or two left in the can, and it has a lumpy junk in it. Man, I don't know what that was. Anyway, I got rid of that, but yeah, it was all in the bottom of it, kind of lumpy something or other.
Yep, before you drunk it.
I did that one time before when I had one of those, and it spewed when I opened it.
Supposed to shake them, and then that, because they separate out. So I don't know. I've tried one of those, and I just didn't care for it either. I'm not a big, like I said, I'm not a coffee kind of guy. So I got my caffeine from soft drinks, and now I've tried to give those up, so we'll see how it goes. I still drink a little bit of tea, so I'll still get some that way.
Tea's got caffeine in it. Know that. I really don't drink tea, really. I mean, I will, but I don't hardly ever. But yeah, the monster beans, you got to be careful with those. I don't, you know, you drink one of those, and about 15 minutes later, you're kind of bouncing around for a little while.
Yeah, they didn't do that for me. I just don't like the coffee taste. And I like the smell of it. I just don't like the taste of it. And I don't like hot drinks of any kind.
I love the smell of coffee brewing, you know. But I'm like you, the taste of it, it's, you know, I don't see how people drink it black. I guess you get used to it or something. But it smells really good. I used to love when my parents would, we'd go to the grocery store, the A&P, they had my parents would grind their own coffee, you know, you had the little red machines over there near the register, and they'd get the coffee and it'd grind it, and man, it smells so good.
That's back when they actually had stuff from a grocery store like that. Now, I don't know anybody does grinding the beans in a regular grocery store anymore.
It's maybe some of these coffee shops or something, but I used to love to smell the coffee, chewed one of those beans one time, and it was terrible. Nothing like it smelled.
Roger that. Well, dude, I'm going to jump off here. My wife's stirring, so I'm going to hop out of here and spend some time with her this morning before she goes to work. But good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Vicky had a good 4th of July, and enjoy the weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Put it, and yeah, you have a good weekend too. Move around on that knee, and think positive. Everything's the knee problem's only temporary. It'll be gone. Everything will be good, and you'll be probably getting nuts just sitting around, but it'll go away. Don't worry about it. We'll catch you later. Enjoyed it. Toodles, N4AZE.